Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're going through my book, Biblical EQ, How to Become an Emotionally Intelligent Christian, a Great Leader, and a Good Counselor, and how our emotions, our mind, and our thoughts help us to be a more effective and more godly person. And today's topic is going to be the thoughts and intents of the Christian heart. The thoughts and intents of the Christian heart. And before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, you know our hearts. You know our minds. Now we ask that your word will reveal to us our state and our way ahead in the Christian faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God has plans and purposes for you. We all know that that's right there in the book of Romans, at chapter 8, and that God has called us to be justified, sanctified, and glorified. And so God is calling you to be in the image of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. God wants you to be like Jesus. He wants you to be exactly like Jesus. So you will have the emotions, thoughts, kindness, goodness, and self-control of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll have the fruit of the Spirit. You won't be angry. You won't be disorganized. You won't be all over the place and screaming and yelling. Instead, you'll have a self-control, a beauty, a poise, and a power. And that can only come if you change, or you are changed from glory to glory by the power of God, by the Holy Spirit. And it requires your cooperation. And one of the things that we have to change, one of the first things we have to change, is the thoughts and intents of our heart. So deep down inside of us, the Bible talks about the thoughts of our heart and the intents of our heart and how it's judged by the very word of God. It's living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the thoughts are the things that go through your head on a daily basis, all kinds of thoughts. Thoughts about the cake that you're baking in the oven, thoughts about the Bible, thoughts about God, thoughts about your neighbor. And the intents are the movements of your will. If you have a strong will, you have intentions. You say, I'm going to go up today and do this, that, or the other. Here is my schedule. I'm going to achieve these things. And some of them will be selfish things and some of them will be unselfish things. And so the intents of your heart matter. Or what you intend to do with your life really matters, and it needs to be renewed. And we think about the parable of the rich fool, and his crops were great. And he said, what shall I do with my crops? And the intents of his heart were just build bigger barns, set aside everything, retire and live happily for the rest of his life and not give anything to his poor and suffering neighbors, which was expected in that culture at that time. If you did well, you would help people, you would help your relatives, you would help your friends, you would help the village. And here he has all this spare wealth, all this spare food, and he's not going to help a single soul. His thoughts and intents of his heart were selfish. And the Lord said to him, you fool, tonight your life will be required of you. And what does it matter? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And so it happens with those who are not rich towards God. So the intents of our heart have to line up with the gospel. We just can't have these selfish ambitions. We can't have lustful ambitions. We can't have ambitions to be the world's best bank robber or something. We have to have intentions that line up with the Lord's commandments. And we have to renew our intentions. You have to develop an intention to love your neighbor as yourself. You have to develop the will to love your enemy, and that's a very hard thing to develop. So your mind needs to be renewed, and your will needs to be renewed. And the first thing that comes into most people's minds when they think about those things is, why bother? Why should I go through all that trouble changing the thoughts and intents of my heart? After all, doesn't God just accept me the way I am? I've prayed, my sins have been forgiven, I'm going to heaven. Why bother with changing all that stuff on the inside of me Can't I just run around with these evil thoughts and evil intentions and be just fine? Well, I think you can know the answer to that if you're a Christian. Well, God's called you to be holy as he is holy. God's called you to be like Jesus. God's called you to be a person of love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, and self-control. It's not just stay as you are. He might love you as you are, but we want our children to grow up. And God wants his children to grow up emotionally. He wants you to grow up emotionally, intellectually, in every other way that you can grow up. And so we need to change our belief system. We need to change the way we think. We need to get rid of our stinking thinking. And so why should we bother with that? Firstly, God cares about your beliefs and weighs them up. He judges the thoughts and intents of their heart. And on judgment day, the thoughts and intentions of your heart will be exposed, and God will weigh your eternal reward in the light of the way you were thinking at that time. He knows what you're going through. Some people will get a great blessing because they struggle through with all sorts of things, and God knows their thoughts and intents were good. They mightn't have been able to deliver, but he's going to bless them. Other people look good on the outside, but inside they're dead men's bones. The thoughts and intents of their hearts were wicked, evil, selfish, and jealous. And God judges what's on the inside. Secondly, Jesus expects us to be increasing in our faith. And we see that in the way he spoke to his disciples. And he expected his disciples to be growing in their understanding of God constantly. He expected them to be calm in storms. He expected them to be able to walk on water, to believe in miraculous provision, able to understand parables, able to cast out demons, heal the sick, and raise the dead. Now, you're not going to have that kind of miracle-working faith if you leave your thoughts and intents alone. If you just say, well, this is my mess, I'm happy with my mess, you'll never grow in faith, because faith requires the mind of Christ. It requires a renewed mind. And if you're to have faith, if you're to have success, if you're to have spiritual power, you must renew the thoughts and intents of your heart. The third reason is that theology affects reality. It interpenetrates reality. Every single belief is in some way theological. You might say, no, that's not true. Well, yes, it is. If you look in the mirror in the morning and you say, oh, that what a useless person, and you denigrate yourself, you're denigrating someone that's made in the image of God. You're not thinking the way God thinks about you. God loves you. God wants to give you a good plan and purpose for your life. You are contradicting God. You're contradicting heaven when you look in the mirror and think, what a useless person. You see, your belief is in contradiction to the word of God. So if you also look at the news and say, oh, the world stinks, why is the world like this, and you are full of malice and hatred of the politicians on the TV, the thoughts and intents of your heart are going against the commandments of God and what God has stated, that he has made a good world. And of course, it's a fallen world. We know that it's a fallen and broken world. But you're not seeing the goodness of God. You're not seeing the glory of God. You're only seeing your own projected thoughts coming out of your own anger and rage. And if your anger and rage are dominating your mind and your heart, then you cannot follow the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ to be loving, kind, gracious, and good. So your belief system, even the tiniest little belief system, affects God. You might say something like, I can't do that. Well, that's often a lack of faith. And you are contradicting God, who says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, all things that God calls you to. Okay, I'm not going to be an opera singer, but God calls me to be a Bible teacher. And in the teaching of the scriptures, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the beliefs and whispers of my heart and my mind are often contradicting the Bible unless I renew them and get the mind of Christ. That's why you need new thoughts and new intents. The next reason, reason four, is what we believe determines what we receive. Let me repeat that. What you believe determines what you receive. According to your faith, be it unto you. So if you don't have any faith, if you think the world stinks, if you think God's never going to do you any good, If you think that God's never going to turn up for you, according to your lack of faith, you will receive, and you will receive nothing from the Lord. For he who doubts receives nothing from the Lord. That is James 1 verse 8. So and you'll be a double-minded person, unstable in all your ways, and you will receive nothing from God unless you have renewed the thoughts and intents of your heart and decide to believe and to hang on to those beliefs. So you need a mind that is not worldly, that is not double-minded. You need a mind that's renewed if you're to have the kind of faith that can receive the good things from God. Number five, creedal faith is insufficient for getting along in the Christian life. You need to go beyond just the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the statement of faith of your particular denomination. That is not enough. That is not active faith. That does not heal the sick. That does not raise the dead. That does not get good projects done. It does not move you to become a great evangelist, Bible teacher, pastor, or leader. That is insufficient. It is sufficient for your knowledge of the basics doctrines, and you need to have that. We do need the creeds. They are very good guidance as to who's in, who's out, who's a cult leader, who's not. We do need them. And I go to a church that says the Apostles' Creed every Sunday, and I participate in that willingly. I am not against saying the creed, but that is not enough. I need to believe God. I need to believe the Word of God as it applies to my life. And if you're going to have extraordinary results, you need extraordinary faith. And that comes from a renewed heart and a renewed mind that is not worldly, but is godly and has absorbed the priorities of the kingdom of heaven. And the last reason you need to renew your belief is letting unbiblical and dysfunctional beliefs linger can cause them to become stronger, more dysfunctional, and more painful. So if you keep on with your stinking thinking, if you keep on with false beliefs, if you keep on with the negativity and doubt and grumbling and complaining like the Israelites in the wilderness, they will become a stronghold in your heart and life. Unless you change those beliefs, unless you renew those beliefs, they will become a stronghold that drags you down spiritually year after year. And you need to change. You need to break the mental strongholds. You need to break those high and lofty thoughts that are raised up against the gospel and keep you in bondage. You need the mind of Christ. You need to get out of the things that are holding you in bondage, and you need to have new thoughts. You have to have new intentions, a renewed will that's in line with the vision of God, with the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ, and with the understanding of the scriptures. Then you will have faith. Then you will be successful. Then you will have the joy of the Lord in your heart. So in this segment, it's been a page 118 and following in Biblical EQ. That's my book, Biblical EQ, which you can find at biblicaleq.com. Biblicaleq.com. And let's talk a bit more about renewing the thoughts and intents of your heart. God bless. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.